This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, night number 26, and Alhamdulillah, after a long journey, and like the series, we are finally reaching the stage that we all want to be at. And this is the next couple of evenings. We're going to talk about Jannah, and may Allah grant us to be amongst the people of Jannah. Ameen. Last night, we ended off with a hadith about the last man who would leave Jahannam. The worst of the worst. And the last person to be exited after Allah, how many eons he'll be in Jahannam. And eventually, he'll be released on parole. And then he will enter Jannah. And Nabi Musa asked a similar question to Allah. And this is perhaps even the same man. Nabi Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who amongst the people of Jannah will be the lowest? You will get the lowest, the worst Jannah, the least. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it will be a person who will be admitted into Jannah last of all, when all the people of Jannah have already entered it. So people have entered Jannah millennia before this man. And it will be said to him, now enter Jannah. And he will say, oh Allah, but if I go in now, Jannah is taken. There's going to be nothing left for me. There is not going to be any place for me to settle. Everybody has taken from it already. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to this man, if I told you, Allah is asking the man, if I told you, you would be like one of the kings of the dunya, you would have a kingdom like that, would you be satisfied? Will you be happy? So he said, yes, Ya Allah, I'll be happy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you will get that kingdom, and the like of that, and the like of that, and the like of that, and the like of that. Allah go five times, until the man says, Ya Allah, I'm happy, Ya Allah, so let me enter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, it is for you and 10 times, if not more, than that. And you will have whatever your soul desires and whatever your eye could delight. This is the last person, the worst of the worst. Allah says, whatever you look at will be yours. Whatever you desire will be yours. And this dunya that you see, at least 10 times, the universe. Think about the universe. When we do that series, The Journey Through the Heavens, how big the planets are and the stars are. The worst of the worst will get 10 times this universe, subhanAllah. So then Nabi Musa asked, if that is the lowest guy, what will be the fate for the people who get the highest ranks in Jannah? And this is where the description stops. This is where you cannot describe what that's like. And so Allah responds to Nabi Musa and he says, for them, they are those of my chosen servants who I will establish them with my own honor. And I will establish them with my own hand. Meaning, I will gift them with my own hand. He himself, Allah, would decorate. As the hadith says, there are only four things that Allah created with his own hands in a manner which befits his majesty. The arsh, the throne of Allah. The qalam, the pen of destiny that will write in Laylatul Qadr. Nabi Adam, Allah shaped and fashioned him with Allah's own hands. And Allah planted the trees of Jannatul Firdaus himself. So every other level of Jannah was decorated by the angels or by Allah saying, kun fayakun. But the highest levels of Jannah, he himself personally decorated that Jannah, subhanAllah. And that is for the best of the best. May Allah make us amongst them. Ameen. And then Allah says, and the Prophet says, I swear by my seal, I swear by myself, that Allah has made me the final Nabi, that they will be blessed with such bounties as no eye has ever seen. No creation in all of creation has ever seen the beauty of those parts of Jannah. No ear could have heard anything from it, and no mind or imagination could ever have perceived what is inside that Jannah. There's no description of what there is. And that is why, what does the word Jannah mean? Jannah actually means the garden, right? A garden or the garden. But wherever you find in Arabic the jim and the noon, a word like Jannah, jinn, it implies something hidden. So it is a garden that surrounds it that you cannot see inside. It is a hidden place that only those who enter it will get to understand it and perceive it. And then there are other names of Jannah, so that we can get an understanding. The names convey a type of framework for us to understand what is in this place. One of the names, and we know, Jannatul Firdaus. Firdaus is the highest level of Jannah. It is the grandest suburb of Jannah. And that is, the word paradise comes from Firdaus. The word paradise is from Jannatul Firdaus. And it is at Jannatul Firdaus, this level, is where all the rivers of Jannah begins. So the description that is described, Jannah is described the most with gardens, trees, leafy suburbs with rivers flowing under it. The rivers beginning Firdaus and it flows throughout all the rest of Jannah. You also have Jannatul Adn, Eden. And it implies a garden that will never die. It is an everlasting garden. It doesn't wilt, it doesn't become decomposing. It is forever and ever. It's a garden of eternity and a place of eternal happiness. So it's an everlasting garden of enjoyment. Similar Jannah to Na'im. Na'im is the best of blessings. A Jannah of just delight and happiness. There is nothing besides happiness in there. Darus Salam. Allah mentions Darus Salam, meaning the place of peace. Why? Because all the people will hear all the time is this welcoming from the angels of Jannah and each other greeting, Assalamu alaikum, Assalam, peace be upon you. And then in Surah Yasin, which we recite three times, not that we should recite it three times, but Salamun kawla min Rabbir Rahim. The word of Salam from a very, very appreciative Lord. Salam. All the year in Jannah, the people of Jannah, they will constantly be greeted with Salam from the angels and more so from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, one of the names of Jannah, Al-Husna. Al-Husna means the best. Something which cannot be equaled. The unparalleled perfection. That is the place. Now, in all of Allah's creation, all the universes He's created, all the planets and stars and samawat that He's created, there is no place better and grander than this place. That is why Allah calls it for the believers, lahum al-husna. They will get the best, wa ziyada, and they're going to get more than husna. We'll talk about what is more, what is better than the best, inshallah. That is what we'll talk about. Then a hadith says, Allah, as we mentioned this hadith, that Allah says to the people, my servants, my sincere servants who worship me, I have prepared something for you of enjoyment that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind and no heart could comprehend or even fathom it. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ Allah says in the Quran. So no person knows what Allah has kept hidden for him. قُرَّةَ عَيُّنْ That which will make him happy. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ All the efforts you've done, all salah and dhikr, Allah says, you don't know how, what I've kept hidden for you to surprise you on the day of when you enter Jannah. And we spoke about this already. Does Jannah exist now already? Yes, it does. Jannah was created even before we were created in preparation for us. Jannah is already there and Jahannam is there already. And we said that when Allah created Jannah, He showed it to Jibreel. And Jibreel said, I have never seen a place like this. There is no place in all of creation as beautiful as this place. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam, we know that our mother and father, they were created in a part of Jannah, not the real Jannah, in a part of Jannah where that is where they began. And the objective here for us, the meaning for us is, we are not, yes, we have to work to get to Jannah, but really we are returning home where we belong. We don't belong on the dunya. We, insan, don't belong here on dunya. Our home is Jannah. That is where we originated from, and that is where we need to return to. And that is why our duty, this whole life is all about getting home to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is sort of the symbolism, as Allah started our creation in Jannah, even though He began to the angels and said, I'm going to place man on earth. But He wanted mankind to begin their journey in Jannah. And that is where mankind will end their journey, inshallah, in Jannah. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and this is beautiful, even, subhanAllah, even Jahannam. Allah, the Prophet says, every day, Jannah and Jahannam are making dua for the people. Jahannam actually doesn't want you to come to him. And so Allah says, whoever asks, Ya Allah, grant me Jannah three times, Jannah will answer and say, Oh Allah, admit this person into me. And whoever says, Oh Allah, protect me from the fire of Jahannam, and Jahannam will say, Oh Allah, please answer his dua and don't let him enter Jahannam. The Nabi says, if you really want to understand what Jannah is, he had like a little stick or a whip that they would do to push the camels or the horses, and a small little stick. And he said, you see this patch of land, this patch of earth that the stick is on. This patch of earth in Jannah, if you were to value it, it is more valuable than all of this dunya. That little square meter of earth, which a little stick would be on, is more valuable than every property, than every house, every palace, every gold mine on earth. That piece of Jannah is more valuable than that. Subhanallah. That is why even if the stones of Jannah, the tissues of Jannah were to come to the earth, it would out eclipse the earth in all its goodness. And that is what is Jannah. So the first thing the believers, after a long day of Qiyamah, and we said Qiyamah is the longest day, Yawmul Akhir, the final day. For some it will be eternally long. And for some people, alhamdulillah, for their blessings, they would go through Jannah very quickly. And so the first thing that the people of Jannah will encounter is the fragrance of Jannah and the breeze of Jannah as they come towards it. So we remember we said that they will cross the Sirat, and those who cross the Sirat safely, they will have now the good news that you're saved from Jahannam. So if you cross the Sirat, the first good news, alhamdulillah, I say from Jahannam, but now you need to get your place in Jannah and you need to prepare yourself. And that's where you cross over the Qantara and you will come towards Jannah now. The believers will go and they're going in groups. They're walking in a jama'ah towards Jannah. They will come across a river where they would drink from its water and they would go in and they will ghusl. And when they come out, they would be shining and they would be ready. And that is where Allah will remove from their hearts any deficiencies. And they will be given now, they will be shown, this is your house. And everybody will know. Basically, it's like you're getting the key that you're now about to enter Jannah. And as I said, as for those who don't go directly to Jannah, they need to go via Jahannam. When they are extracted from Jahannam, they will also be placed in this river where their bodies will be reanimated because they will come out burned to, you know, burned like charcoal. And then they would be reanimated in this river. And then they would be pulled out like fresh pearls. And now they would go towards Jannah. And this moment is described many times in the Quran when you come upon the doors of Jannah. Now, just think about that anticipation. If anyone else, and we can't, lillahi mahdal ala, we can't give analogies to this, but if you're ever like about to board the plane or you're allowed to open the door and see, this moment is captured in the Quran that they are walking towards Jannah. And in the distance, they see this spectacular gates of Jannah. And the gates of Jannah are closed. Remember, the word Jannah means something hidden. Only in Ramadan are the gates of Jannah opened. But in reality, Jannah will be kept closed until the day of Qiyamah, until the Nabi ﷺ reaches it. So Allah says in Surah Zumar, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا إِلَى جَنَّةِ زُمَرًا, that Allah will, the people of the pious people, they would move towards Jannah in groups. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, until when they come upon the doors of Jannah, وَفُتِحَتْ. If you read Surah Zumar, you'll find that the ayat are the same. That the people of Jannah, go to Jahannam, and the people of Jannah go to Jannah. The only difference in the two ayahs is that waw, wafutihat. If you just open the Quran and you see, you will find that the people of Jahannam, they go to Jahannam, there's no that waw, futihat, the doors will suddenly open and they'll fall into Jahannam. Whereas the people of Jannah, this waw means it will slowly open up for them and it will present itself to them. And as they are watching the doors of Jannah opening, the breeze and the smell of Jannah would wash over them. And they were just seeing the inside is the beginning of the enjoyment. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, and then the keepers of Jannah will say, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, peace be upon you. Tibatum, you've done, peace be upon you. Well, you have done well. That's a good job. You guys have succeeded. فَدَخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, and now enter it for all eternity. Nabi SAW, we know from a hadith that Jannah has eight doors. Eight doors of Jannah. Whereas Jahannam has how many doors? Seven. Even though Jahannam will have more people than Jannah, Jannah is given more doors. The symbolism is that there are more ways to enter Jannah than Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared multiple avenues to get to Jannah. We know of all the eight doors, we only know the name of one of it. The name of the one door is Rayyan, the door of fasting. Rayyan, one of the doors, one of the eight, its name is Rayyan. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says there's a door for salah and the door of charity. And the biggest door and the middle door and the largest door is what? The door of your parents. Remember, the door is a symbol of how you will enter Jannah. You will either enter through salah or through your fasting. But the Nabi says the biggest door and the middle door to enter is through the pleasure of your parents. SubhanAllah. By pleasing your parents, and inshallah, we make dua, it will be easy to please our parents. Their joy, their happiness will be a means by which you enter Jannah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he asked, and this shows you why he's Abu Bakr. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallam, will there be anybody who will be called by all eight doors of Jannah? So the Nabi says, yes, there are some people who would have the option of entering anyone. They would excel in fasting. They would excel in salah, in charity with their parents. And they'll be allowed to enter in any one of the eight doors. And he says, I hope, meaning I'm sure, you will be one of those people. I mean, maybe may Allah grant that for us as well. So now those entering Jannah. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلُ جَنَّةً تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. The first batch of people that will enter Jannah. The Nabi says, the Jannah is locked. And as we know, it's closed. And no person has entered Jannah. And that's why our belief is the person who's in the Qabr, he gets to see his Jannah and he gets the breeze of Jannah, but he doesn't get to enter Jannah because the Nabi says the Jannah has been locked. And me and my Ummah, we will be the last people to be created, the last Ummah, but we will be the first to be judged on Qiyamah and we will be the first to cross the Sirat and therefore we will be the first to get to Jannah. So while all the other nations are being questioned still, they still need to cross the Sirat, We are the first jama'ah, the first ummah walking towards the gates of Jannah. And so Nabi Sallam will find it locked, and he will then be the first one to knock on the door of Jannah. And they will ask, who's outside? And he says, this is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the gatekeeper will say, we have been commanded to keep it locked until you arrive. And now, and this is another shifa'ah, another intercession of Nabi Sallam, his request will begin the doors of Jannah being opened throughout Qiyamah, subhanAllah. Now we get to see who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is. And so the Nabi says, one evening he said, I was such, you were so happy that I got to see this moment where I will be the one upon whom Jannah will open and my ummah will enter first. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, I hope that I could have seen it with you. So he says, don't worry, because I will make sure on that day when I enter, I will hold your hand in mine. We are going to walk together through Jannah, hand in hand, subhanAllah. What a great honor for Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And so the Nabi says that for his ummah, he asks his sahaba, he looked in Jannah and he said, does it not make you feel happy that a quarter of the people of Jannah will be from this ummah? Sahaba said, alhamdulillah, that's a good news. So he says, no, a third of the people of Jannah will be from this ummah. And then he said, no, rather half of all the people of the Jannah will be from his ummah. All the others' ummah combined is less than this ummah that we will enter Jannah. Alhamdulillah. That is a great honor. It gives you a great feeling that the bulk of the people of Jannah will come from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In another hadith, the Nabi says, Jannah will have 120 groups, 120 jama'as. 80 of those jama'ah will be from my ummah. 80. The bulk of Jannah is from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the first people to enter Jannah will be from the ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Abu Bakr and the Sahaba. And then he said, there will be that special group who will enter Jannah without any hisab. Those people who will bypass. Now we talk about priority boarding, first class. Now subhanAllah, imagine the day of Qiyamah. To skip the queue of questioning, to cross over the sirat quickly, to skip all of that. There are that very, very elite few that get that. And so that 70,000 special ones, like Ukasha radiallahu anh, they will enter Jannah first. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is something for us to think about, and he said, the poor of my ummah will enter first before the rich. Not because wealth is bad, but because the rich will have to stand longer to answer on the day of Qiyamah. Every rand is going to be audited. Every bit of money, how you earn it, how you spend it, so they will be detained. And in a hadith, one of the poor man, two friends, one was rich, one was poor. The poor man entered Jannah, and years went by, and then his rich friend entered Jannah. So he said, Ya Allah, where did you come from? I thought you didn't make it, and I thought you were in Jahannam. So he said, no, I just now only came from the questioning. Hundreds of years had passed. I had to stand and answer for the questions, even though he went directly to Jannah. The poor will enter Jannah before the rich. And subhanAllah, just think about it. Never did the poor get to stand in the first class queue. Never did they get preferential treatment. Throughout their life in the dunya, they were always behind. So for that, Allah is going to give them an upgrade and they will enter Jannah before the wealthy. And so, alhamdulillah, Allah is not unfair. He gives blessings in this dunya, and for those who don't get it, they'll be compensated in the akhirah. The Nabi ﷺ says, when the dwellers of Jannah enter Jannah, an announcer will call, you will live. So entering Jannah. And that moment, as we said, as you cross over the threshold, the welcoming committee of the angels standing there, congratulating you, telling you, well done, they will give you the good news. They will say to you, welcome to Jannah. You will live herein forever, and you are never going to die. And you will always be healthy, and you will never ever become sick, and you will always be young. We'll talk about at what age will you be. Some people die when they're old. Some children die when they're young. What age will you be into Jannah? Everyone will be at the peak of their age. You will always stay young and you will never become old. And you will always be constantly in happiness, in bliss, enjoyment. And you will never ever feel any sorrow or sadness or misery. Welcome to Jannah. And inshallah tomorrow, we talk about the descriptions of Jannah, what's inside it. And so, mashallah, may Allah grant us all of us, to enter Jannah. May Allah grant the days between now and then to pass quickly. And may us enter Jannah quickly without hisab. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ameen. Jazakallah khair. Just a reminder, 10 o'clock is our Qiyamul Layl program. And on Saturday or Sunday, whenever it is Eid, we'll be having our Idgah Salah, our Mass Eid in Whale Street. And we welcome everybody. It's a Saturday, so all those who are out there in the different parts of Cape Town, we invite you to come to the Bukab. The Bukab is the home of Islam here in Cape Town. And so really it is wonderful, especially in the Bull Cup, to have a group Eid. So inshallah we invite everyone from all the different parts of Cape Town to join us. In the Mahrajan, whoever would like to feed people in the a pot of food that's available. And then remember your fitra and your fidya. Anyone who hasn't paid their fitra fidya, please, this is the last few days. Please, you need to organize that. And then last night we asked, what is the name of the that elevation, that high place between Jannah and Jahannam, where the people will stand between them, that purgatory? What is this place called in the Quran? It is the A'raf, the elevation. And then as for today, which one is not a name of Jannah? So what is not Jannatul Firdaus, Jannatul Adnan, Jannatul Na'im, or Jannatul Husna, or Al-Husna? Which one is it? Okay. Waleed Dali? MashaAllah. And Warda Nakadin? MashaAllah. JazakAllah khair. Shukran. You know, and a spot prize, Thawban? Maimoon, sorry. Maimoon. Hey?
14.
14? Oh, MashaAllah. Maimoon. JazakAllah khair. Shukran so much. وصلى الله سيدنا محمد وعلى صحبه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمه الله